Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormuz Fatakia. The Nifty needed a bit of a break after it had its worst week of 2024, and the last week did appear like that. Now, after some action on Monday and Tuesday, the Nifty barely moved over the next 3 days, stuck in this 500 to 600 point range, right? 24,690 on the downside that it made, the low that it made, and 25,200, 25,250 on the upside, which it is struggling to cross. And that will be the range to watch out for this week as well, as a move on either side can trigger a significant move as earnings season gathers pace, and this week might just be that week. Now, speaking of earnings, all eyes today will be on index heavyweight Reliance Industries, which will be reporting its quarterly results later today. Along with the earnings, the focus will also be on whether the company announces the record date for its much-awaited 1:1 bonus issue that it had announced earlier. The stock, though, has been a big underperformer in the lead-up to its results, having declined 7% in the last 1 month. The index that has been an underperformer, though, has been the Nifty Bank. No follow-up buying on Friday after a good session that it had had on Thursday. In fact, it almost gave up all the gains that it had seen on Thursday. So 50,000 on the downside, 51,800 on the upside. It's a broad range for the Nifty Bank. We'll keep an eye out on that index as well. Some key questions for today. Well, if there is a bounce on the Nifty, which the GIFT Nifty is indicating, will that continue to be sold into, as has been the case over the last week? The second big question is, will the depreciation that the rupee has seen against the US dollar offset any TCS related disappointment for the IT sector? Because TCS was down on Friday, but most of the other IT stocks were up because the rupee fell to a record low of 84 against the US dollar. And most important, considering the last 1 month's price action, how much of Reliance's results is already in the price for the stock? Now, earnings reactions aside of Reliance Industries will also be seen in stocks like Avenue Supermarts, Hathaway Cables, and Network 18, which reported results after market hours on Friday and over the weekend as well. And some other companies that are reporting results today: HCL Tech, Angel One, Gopal Snacks, Sterling and Wilson Renewables, and Alok Industries. It's a long list. They'll come out with results over the course of this trading session. Also keep an eye out on Wipro, because it announced yesterday that it will also declare a bonus of shares along with its results on the 17th of this month. Wipro is the Nifty or the non-Nifty constituent with the highest number of bonus issuances in the past. We have a detailed story on that on CNBCTV18.com, so do give that a read. How has the globe been? Well, yet again, disappointment coming from China. No concrete stimulus being announced, but brokerages have not lost hope. Nomura is expecting a major announcement at the NPC late in October, and if that happens, it is expecting the Chinese markets to shoot past even their bull case target. Now, the handover from Wall Street was a good one. The Dow and the S&P 500 closed at a record high. The Nasdaq is 2% away from its own record, and it underperformed on Friday because of the sell-off that we saw in Tesla shares after the robotaxi launch that was underwhelming. The Dow, though, received a boost because of better than expected results from JP Morgan and a mixed results from Wells Fargo, but the profit was a beat on expectations, and as a result of which the investors rewarded the stock, which ended 5.5% higher. This week, banks' earnings continue in the US. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citigroup, all of them report results later this week. And the producer price index for September also came in better than expected. The odds now for the Fed cutting rates by 25 basis points has increased to 90% from 85% on Friday. The Japanese markets are shut for a holiday. With all that stimulus disappointment, the Chinese markets have opened higher but are very volatile, mind you. And the GIFT Nifty is indicating a positive but a choppy start for our own market. So we'll keep an eye out on the levels that I just highlighted earlier. That's all for today. We wish you a safe trading day. And of course, for the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com.